You're listening to the Small Business Talk podcast with Kathy Smith, episode 75.
Small Business Talk is a podcast for business owners and entrepreneurs who want a better way to run their businesses without spending years doing it the hard way. Small Business Talk is hosted by Kathy Smith, who has run the same marketing agency for more than 17 years and help hundreds of business owners achieve their marketing goals.
Welcome to Small Business Talk. Today, my guest, Michael Griffiths. And Michael is from the Referral Marketing Guru. So today we're going to talk about how to build your million-dollar referral system. And wouldn't we all like a piece of that? So welcome, Michael.
Thank you, Kathy. Great to be with you and great to be with the listeners.
Excellent. So what is the Referral Marketing Guru? Or who is the Referral Marketing Guru, probably more accurately?
Who, what, where? Let's get them all done. lovely. So I suppose a little bit of backstory goes, teacher by trade. Here I was, primary school teacher, elite level basketball coach, been lucky enough to sort of travel the globe and been to two Olympic Games as an assistant coach to the women's national team and coached at WNBL level and collegiate level. And that's what I thought life would always be until I got back from the US in 2009 and went, I'm tired of the lazy teachers. Give me my 30 kids, leave me alone. Perfect. Tell me to turn up to staff meetings so you can hear your own voice. Yeah, we've got a problem. So we left teaching. And that sort of allowed us to start the tutoring business. Anyways, over the next 2-3 years, built 6 businesses, sold 6 businesses, finished off in sort of June 2013 with a really big marketing agency. We had 12,500 clients, 800 plus full-time contractors that just worked for me. We did everything marketing-wise. But I just knew it wasn't right. Or we'd get phone calls. Why aren't I on the front page of Google? Why isn't this working? Why isn't that working? And I'm like, we don't even use this stuff ourselves. I knew that we needed to move to teach people how we actually grew our businesses previously, how to be able to generate more referrals, how to be able to use their networks more effectively, how to be able to leverage through partnerships. And that was really the moment where I went, oh, well, we've just got to solve this and we've got to come and actually teach people what we do and what we're actually passionate about doing. And that's when Referral Marketing Guru was born, pretty much because referral marketing were the keywords I wanted to be on the front of Google myself. So therefore, Referral Marketing Guru had to become the name. And that allowed us to be able to have referral marketing in the domain name. That's as high tech as what the thinking was around how Referral Marketing Guru came to play.
Perfect. So that's a great amalgamation of all your skills, where you saw a need, and moving on to really help people get specific rather than just the masses.
Yeah, very, very true. I still to the day see so many people who start businesses and they don't have $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $10,000 to spend every month on Facebook ads or on pay-per-click or on those sorts of things. And that's fine. And I think every business sort of goes through stepping stones of where you sort of start off hustling and going to networking events and doing everything yourself. And then eventually you sort of move up to the next stepping stone where you've got some team behind you and you can get some other people doing things for you and you can be a little bit more leveraged. And then you can sort of move up again. And eventually, you can be Commonwealth Bank or someone like that that can throw millions of dollars a year at branding, rather than where every cent for us little businesses matter and we want to be able to get a return on those.
Absolutely. And I think some of the reason that people do fail, even when they do that sort of thing, is they don't have anything to back it up. So they're throwing their $10, $20, $30, $100, $500, whatever it happens to be, a week, month, a day at Facebook and Google ads, but then they're sending them to the homepage of their website that doesn't even tell them actually what they've got, or they're sending them to a lead magnet that's 5 years out of date, whatever it happens to be. So they don't have the backup. Throwing money at advertising is just not be all and end all.
Yeah, so true. And unfortunately, you can throw money wherever you want. You don't have the right strategy in place or some foundations in place. Good money, well wasted.
The advertising house is going to fall over.
Yeah, very true.
Okay. Getting a piece of this building your million-dollar referral pie, that sounds like a wonderful thing that a small business should be looking at, and particularly if they're looking at doing it themselves. So what sort of steps should they be taking to actually making sure that any money that they do spend on advertising and marketing is actually going to hit the mark and bring them in new customers and not just make Facebook rich?
Yeah, nice. Before we even get into sort of building out your million-dollar referral system, there's three segments to any market. Really, as a business, we need to think about, and you need to be able to answer, which segment is this activity in for me? And if you can't, then it's probably a pointless activity for you to do. So our three segments have, we've got at the top where it's all about building an audience. So at the top, we want to build an audience. We want to be able to fill our CRM. We want to be able to bring in warm, qualified leads every single day. So if we're going to do an activity, you've got to ask yourself, is this activity going to bring me in warm, qualified leads every single day? It's either yes or no. So that's what happens at the top. Once we start bringing in those warm, qualified leads, not everyone's ready to buy from you right now. So you need a middle. And that middle, as we talk about, turns someone from being a red person to a yellow person to a green person. So a red person, yeah, I've got the pain point. It's not that big a deal. I'll sort of get it fixed one day. To a yellow person, hey, I've got the pain point. I've got a couple of questions and obstacles, and then I'm ready to go. To a green person, let's get this solution happening right now. As you bring people into your business, you've got people at all different levels. It's a mistake to think that everybody who comes in as a warm, qualified lead to your business is ready to buy from you right now. They're not. In the middle, we have to do a great job of educating, sharing our expertise, and as I call it, moving people from being red to yellow to green. So remember, at the top, it was about building our CRM, building our audience, bringing in warm, qualified leads. In the middle, it's about educating those leads, nurturing, sharing our expertise, making them realize, hey, you really have the solution that I'm looking for right now. Then you've got at the bottom where you've got to find out who your green people are. I think one of the big shoot yourself in the foot moments is when you send something out to everybody in your audience going, buy this, I've got a special, come get this. Well, the majority of people, they're not ready. They don't want it. So the only thing they can pretty much do is either ignore you or get annoyed at you and therefore they unsubscribe. At the bottom, you need to find ways to be able to get people to raise their hand by asking, would you like help? Hey, now sales kicks in once somebody actually says, yes, I would like help. And if they don't like help or they're not ready for help, that's fine. They just sit there and they continue to be nurtured and educated until they are ready, because you don't determine when they become a green person. All you can do is the right activities that allows them to start understanding that what you provide and what your service, what your product, what your thing is, you know, what the solution is to your pain point is the solution that they need. So that's the first thing. Any activity going forward you do in marketing, you should be able to say, oh, this is a top activity. Oh, no, this is a bottom activity. This is a middle activity. And if you can't, then you probably shouldn't be doing the activity. It's probably a nothing activity. So you may as well just throw it away because it's not doing one of those three key things. By understanding that, we then want to focus in on, well, how do we bring warm qualified leads in each day? So we're focusing on at the top. Because if you've got enough people coming in at the top, sales is easy. Right? Sales is not hard at all. Sales becomes hard when you don't have enough qualified people who are educated and actually understand how you help in your pipeline. That's when sales becomes hard. So we focus in on sort of three key circles. We focus in on the referral circle, the network circle, and the partnership circle. And each circle has sort of three key accelerators. So there's 9 in total. By putting in place those sort of those systems and those processes, then we've got the ability to start bringing in those warm qualified leads every single day.
That sounds great, because I think what people get caught up in is the busyness. They start being really busy, and at the end of the day, they've worked really hard all day, but they can't put their finger on what they've actually done. By detailing whether it's a top, middle, or bottom activity and whether it's actually going to bring in those prospects is a really good way to look at it. Because, of course, not everybody is our client or customer, and also not everybody knows what their actual pain point is at that point. They might say, oh, yeah, I've seen Michael. He's pretty interesting. I'll have a look at him. And they're not really realizing that their pain point is lack of warm referrals, so that they're not being able to make sales because they're not actually talking to the right people. Yes, if you can detail out your 9 different things, and we might pick one or two and we'll continue chatting about that.
Yeah, perfect. Okay, so in the referral circle, so this is really about how do we bring in warm, qualified referrals into our business? Well, the first thing is, build referral sources, because the more referral sources you have, obviously, the more referrals you're likely to get. A referral source is just someone who sells to the same people you sell to, and you don't compete with one another. So therefore, you could team up. You could promote one another. You could share each other's networks. You could share one another's clients. So when you think about where else do your clients spend money, who else do your clients go to? Because there's probably a pattern there, and those sorts of people could be a referral source for you. I think a big mistake with referral sources is people go and they go, oh, well, you sell to businesses and I sell to businesses, so let's look out for each other. Yeah, that makes sense. But unfortunately, it'll fizzle out and die, because unless you do action plans with your referral sources, like all the time, every couple of weeks, then you're not staying front of mind of each other, and you're not actually working for each other. So I see so many people who either go to networking events or they go to referral groups and they turn up each week and they just expect, because I'm turning up, everyone else in that room will find me referral. No, it doesn't. Hey, you've got to create action plans with the other people in the room. You've been given a great foundation and a great building block in terms of creating relationships, but you've got to do the next part of going, well, how do I take those relationships now where we can now create action plans where we do things to help each other? And that's a key in terms of building your referral sources. The second one is around create joint venture gift partners. A joint venture gift partner is when someone else, so let's just go, Kathy works with businesses, we work with businesses, we don't do the same thing. Every time Kathy gets a client, she gives them a gift from us. So Kathy gets a new client, we get a new prospect. Every time we get a new client, we give them a gift from Kathy. So every time we get a new client, Kathy gets a new prospect. Imagine if you had 4, 5, 6, 10 of those sorts of people, that every single time they got new clients, you got a new prospect. And that's pretty powerful to pretty much, once you've got it set up, you don't have to do anything else. Just keep the relationship. So that's what we call joint venture gift partners. Then we've got how to systemize client referrals. Because I'm sorry, your clients do not owe you to pass you referrals. The agreement is not, you do a good job, your client pays you and finds you referrals. It's not the agreement. You're supposed to do a good job. That's why they pay you. If you don't do a good job, then they don't pay you. Knowing that, what we really need to ask ourselves is, what else are we doing for our clients on top of what they're paying us for? And once you start helping your clients in other ways, all of a sudden your clients are going to want to start helping you too. So ask yourself that question. And then the second part of that is, how else could your clients share friends, families, networks, colleagues, their clients, rather than it being what I call like a level 10 referral? The hot. This person has this problem. I've told them that you could solve it. Here's their details. Like, that's the referrals ready to happen. Well, they don't come around all that often. So what else could you do? So we have our clients promote our 9-point referral game plan. We've got lots of different ways that our clients have the ability to be able to help us, where they don't have to have the person come along and say, oh, I need more referrals, John. Who do you use? Oh, we use Michael. Like, that doesn't happen very often throughout a year. make it easy for your clients to be able to bring their networks to you, bring their clients to you, give exposure to you, to the people that they know. They're the first three. Build referral sources, create joint venture gift partners, systemize client referrals. That, even if you just did one of those, you would get more qualified leads and referrals into your business pretty much immediately. So then we've got the network circle. So over on the network circle, like the big problem, no one knows who you are. Like you have to do everything yourself. And even if you turn up to, let's just go, you turn up to a networking event. Oh, great. Those 10, 20, 30 people know who you are. The world's a little bit bigger these days, and technology allows us to be so connected like never before. With these three accelerators, what we're trying to achieve is that your networks promote and share you daily. It's amazing, and I'm so grateful for our network that really any platform, doesn't matter what social platform, if someone puts up a post that they're looking for something around referrals, we're tagged into it. We've got, hey, you need to speak to Michael. If someone says, I'm looking for someone to speak at my conference around referrals, straight away, you've got to speak to Michael. That's what your network should be doing when you get these three accelerators right. So the first thing you've got to do is you've got to grow your networks with perfect people. It's not a numbers game. I don't care whether you got 500, 1,000, 5,000, 50,000 people in your network. If you don't have the right people, people who can buy from you, people who can partner with you, people who can open doors for you, you may as well not have them there. So the first thing is you need a strategy around how do you grow your networks with perfect people rather than just accepting any single person to be your friend or be your connection because it makes you feel warm and fuzzy that you've got another friend or connection. You don't need more friends or connections. I know that. Okay, so use a strategy to get the right people into your networks. The next one is engage with your networks to create opportunities. There's no point having 500 people on your LinkedIn if you're not talking to them, if you're not sending messages, if you're not saying, hey, how are you? Thought I'd just check in. If you're not doing little things that get you seen. Great example just happened this morning. I make a post. And this person who I've known for a long time and I haven't probably spoken to them for nearly 18 months likes it. Oh, well, that makes me feel good. Great. That's what most people would think. No, take it a step further. So I saw that that happened and I sent them a message. Hey, Dan, thanks so much for liking the post. It's been ages since we've spoken. How are things going with you? Back and forth, back and forth. Dan said, huh. I actually really need your help right now. Can I be part of the implementation program? Because I decided from someone liking our post to send them a message. You have to have a mindset of engagement with your networks. Now, that could have ended up anywhere, and it could have just ended up with Dan saying, oh, thanks for reaching out, and then not saying anything else. But the more front of mind you are of your networks through engaging, the more likely it is that they're going to A, remember you, and then B, promote you. So that's really important. The last one is about how do you become your own hub and build a following? So you could quite easily, through having your own Facebook group, having your own LinkedIn group, you could do little offline drinks after work every whatever day of the month. You could have a little online, I'm going to bring some of my network together and let's collaborate with each other type of event. And there's so much you could do when you have the mentality around how do I become a hub? Because no one will ever forget the hub leader. So get good at connecting other people in your network with one another. Get good at inviting people to things that you go to. Hey, a lot of this sounds like, oh, this could be so much work. I've got a full-time role already. It's not. 5 minutes a day. I guarantee you're wasting 5 minutes a day somewhere. And that's all it takes. But it builds momentum. Because if you do that 5 days a week, every week of the month, every month of the year, before you know it, it's going to be really hard for people to be, A, forgetting you, and B, not promoting you out just simply because of the value you add to other people. So there's a really simple saying we tell our guys, right? The more you look to help someone else, the more someone else will look to help you. It's just that simple. As a hub and building a following, how many people are you helping? If the answer's not many, hey, that's a problem. That's probably why then people don't promote you, simply because you're probably coming from the mindset of transaction rather than coming from the mindset of care and opportunity. Okay, so that's first circle, referrals. Second circle, networks. Third circle, partnerships. Fastest way to grow your business is leverage through partnerships. Paid can be expensive, and there's a bunch of people who can't afford paid right now. Organic is just so slow. Like, it's painful. And really, if you get excited about getting one new client a month, sorry, it might sound a little bit harsh, but you're probably going to have less heartache having a job rather than having a business. Organic is just too slow to be able to grow a business. That's where leverage is, that hybrid between paid and organic. So when I look at every business we've had beforehand, we've always got our break. So the tutoring business, we got our break because we teamed up with the local netball association who happen to have 2,400 odd families there every single Friday from 4 until 11. And we got to put things into their newsletter, and all of a sudden, we went from having 3 tutoring clients to 420 in 3 weeks. Someone right now has all of your people. And that first accelerator in the partnership circle, leverage access to hundreds. Where's the association? Where's the club? Where's the group? Where are all your people right now that you might be able to leverage through partnerships and get in front of lots of people, rather than just simply one by one by one by one? The next one, gain mass exposure to fill your CRM. So today's world, with iTunes, with Spotify, with Amazon, with being books on Kindles, with YouTube, with social media sites, like, we've never lived in a better time to be able to get mass exposure. It's not difficult to be able to be on other people's podcasts, other people's webinars, other people's conferences. People are always looking for people who can add value to their tribe. And when you use your network circle, then this becomes just a natural thing that happens. But if you got on one thing a month and all of a sudden you had, I don't know, 50 people who watched it, and 10 or 15 of those people went, huh, that's what I need. That's actually really spot on in terms of what I'm needing. That's 15 warm qualified leads coming to you from doing one activity versus going one by one by one by one by one 15 times. And you see the power when you get to leverage. Now, no, you don't go and you send an email to people who've got podcasts that you found on iTunes saying, I would be a good guest. There's ways to be able to go about and do stuff. And a lot of it comes from how you add value out into the marketplace and concentrate on that. Okay. The last one is around increase your warm prospects with events. It's not difficult to just put on a free monthly event online. Use Zoom. It's free for sort of 30, 40 odd minutes and under 50 people. So just do a 20-minute little free monthly training where you invite people along. And again, you are now bringing warm, qualified people, because no one's going to turn up unless they're really interested in what it is you're going to share, and you're educating at the same time. And at the end of the monthly training, you could say, hey, would you like help creating a plan to X, Y, Z? And now you're asking. So that could get all three segments of your marketing handled by just doing one simple increase your warm prospects through events. So that was leveraged access to hundreds, accelerator 7. Accelerator 8, gain mass exposure to fill your CRM. And accelerator 9, increase your warm prospects through events. And they're the three key things around the partnership circle. So there was a lot there.
It definitely was. And I think that's where people sometimes go wrong, is they get a bit overwhelmed. But like you say, if you just start with 5 minutes a day, so commenting back to some of those people that have liked your social media post and making sure you're consistently posting to start with, and then actually engaging, and then if they've sent you some sort of message, make sure that you do get back to them. But of course, that is your single one-by-ones. But if you use some of the other tips that you talked about there, especially like your trainings, and at the moment with Zoom and all of that, it's just so easy. And yes, we all hate video and all of that, but we're our own worst enemy. So we've just got to get over it, and nobody's going to be as harsh a critic as we are. Yeah, even if you're not having your best hair day, you've just got to put on that brave face. And that's the times that people can really connect with you, because they are seeing that you're human as well. So you're not right up on that pedestal. And I loved your comment about not blasting anybody with the podcast. So I get all sorts of interesting guests wanting to be on my podcast. Some of them are good, some of them not so good.
Yeah. Those 9 accelerators, maybe I can make this a little bit easier, Kathy. There's a whole bunch of detail and models and how to by just simply going and getting that Building Your $1 Million Referral System guide, michaelgriffiths.com.au/guide. And then you can take those 9 accelerators and just pick one or two. Don't try to do them all. Just focus on one or two and away you go. And once you get those done, perfect. Do another one or two, and before you know it, you'll start building up and having 3, 4, 5, 6, or 9 accelerators working within your business.
Wonderful. And we can put those in the show notes. And I think that's sometimes where people need to start, is just pick one and work on that and then build on it from there. So, yeah, even though there's 9, just start with 1, get that one down and sorted, and then work on the other ones. Now, one of the things you talked about was the JV gifts. Now, that's a bit unique and interesting that not everybody discusses. So maybe you could tell us a little bit more about your JV gifts.
Find people who sell to the same people you sell to. And then it's really just about more so sharing vision. And it's, hey, how about we look at doing something where every time I get a new client, I could give them a gift from you. So you got a new prospect. And how about we then, I did that, you did that with me. So therefore, we're both being able to get new prospects every time we get new clients. That's really the whole overview and philosophy of it. And you just have that conversation with people that you think you would like to be joint venture gift partners with. In terms of what should the joint venture gift be, I don't think it should ever be a discount type thing. It should be more, how can you educate, share your expertise, get them to realize that they have the pain point that you solve and you're the person to solve that. So for us, we've got like a 4-video part on building your client referrals. So that's what our gift is. They just get sent to a page and they've got access to that particular, those particular recordings. Once you sort of understand who should be, what type of people can be your joint venture gift partner, then sell them on the idea so that you're on the same page. Then what could your gift be? And again, you're going to think maybe you build up where it's like 100, 200 of these occur every month. So you don't want it to be, for example, a consult or something where you won't have enough time. So you've got to be thinking from the very start around, if this has to be scaled, how can it just be automated and done without me actually having to do anything? So there's some things to think about around that. But it's certainly so powerful to be able to create this sort of structure.
Perfect. And adding value rather than discounts is always better, because otherwise you're just going to be the race to the bottom. Anybody can be a Walmart and all of those kind of things, but actually getting up and competing against them, you're going to end up without a business very, very quickly. Yes, adding value is a much better prospect. So I like that. Dropping something on your website that they can then make an easy URL website address that they can then just go. It's a win-win all the way around, because it's also sending traffic to your website, which of course Google loves. An easy thing like /giftpartners makes it easy for people to remember, as well as getting the value that they need and the traffic as well.
Yeah, 100%.
Excellent. So is there anything else that you think our listeners should know?
There's probably heaps, but No, I think that's a great starting point. Pick an accelerator. What's something that really excites you the most? If getting warm qualified leads coming into your business each day is a problem, then you've got a couple of different things that you could be doing there to be able to do so. The key is go, what activities am I doing at the top? What activities am I doing which I think are the top, but they're really the middle? And most people are horrible at the bottom. So you need to start doing that, especially if you don't have very many sales calls getting booked in every single week. So, yeah, have a think about your three segments. Pick one of the accelerators and grab the guide so you can actually see how to be able to do that accelerator in depth. Work through it. Away you go.
Yes, I think that's sometimes what we've got to do is just get out of our own way and just do it. And if that is one call a day, if that's one comment a day, and then build it up so that you can actually get those warm referrals flooding in. So at this stage of the podcast, Michael, we always ask five questions. Are you game?
Go for it.
Okay. What is the best advice given to you by a mentor?
Build a bridge and get over yourself.
I like that. What is the biggest help that you have received since starting your business or any of your businesses?
Yes, probably with the marketing agency. And again, we had I don't even know how I met this person now that I think back on it because it was 10 years ago. But he was the business development manager for Amex Business Card. So they were all businesses that he looked after. And in 2010, social media wasn't all that big. He said, hey, can you run a webinar for Amex business card holders on social media? Yeah, not a problem. I've run webinars before, thinking 50, 60 people will turn up. 7,300 people turned up, and we picked up nearly 3,500 clients in 60 days. I would say that was probably the biggest help that we've ever had. And it's why I constantly will always go, I don't care how big or how small a fish is, if you come from the space of, if you are willing to help others, others will be willing to help you too. And I think that's a great lesson, especially if you're just starting or you're not all that big. Don't think that the big fish won't help. Everything comes down to personal connection, relationships, and how you make other people feel.
Yes, I think that's the important thing, is how you make them feel. So if you make them feel valuable and wanted, no matter how big they are, everybody likes that warm fuzzy. So that's really important. Okay, what is the one thing that you have to do every day, your non-negotiable?
Yeah, love it. Because it was only just last week where we put up social content around what are your musts versus your should-haves. I'm really clear on my musts. What I work out every single day is a must, 7 days a week. The feeling I get from that, it just provides me with the energy for the whole day and the excitement and the adrenaline. And so that is a must.
Wonderful. And people don't realize that working out, of course, is good for your mental health as well as your physical health. So that's really important, making sure that you do look after both your physical and mental health. Okay, what is your favorite business book and why?
Pumpkin Plan. I can see it right here on my shelf. I probably read that every 3 to 4 months. Just a quick one on the Pumpkin Plan. So it sort of looks at, over in the US, you've got big county fairs who they grow ginormous pumpkins. To grow a ginormous pumpkin, you've got to weed out the little scrawny little pumpkins because it takes up the space. You can't grow the big pumpkin if you've got the weedy little pumpkins. Well, that's the same within business, and that's how it relates to being a business book, because it talks about how you need to remove your D and C clients and make sure that your B clients are on notice so that you've got the ability to keep attracting A clients. It's a great reminder. So every 3-4 months I go back, and we do it every sort of 3-4 months. And go, oh, you know what? Unfortunately, we're just not working out anymore. We can't help you much more. All the best. And I think you've got the ability to do that. Within days of doing that, we always pick up unbelievable new A-grade clients. So I think it's really powerful.
Yes, Mike Michalowicz has a very interesting look on business, but it really resonates with a lot of people. We've had a lot of guests who have said Profit First is one of their favourite books. Yeah. So, yes, definitely the Pumpkin Plan. And, of course, now there's Clockwork as well. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see if in future we get a few guests mentioning that one. All right. And your final question is, what do you wish you had known when you started out?
Oh, I don't think we've got enough time. You've got to have more belief in yourself than what probably anyone else will ever have. I think we question ourselves too much. We listen to our little voice far too much. We care far too much about what other people think. We sabotage ourselves way too much. Another must for me, I listen every single day around some sort of thing around brain chemicals, human behavior. Right now, for the last couple of months, it's just been constantly Tony Robbins stuff on YouTube. And the meanings we attach to things that then sabotage us, which then stop us from doing the things that we should be doing. It's all of that. I wish I had a better understanding of our mind and our conscious and our subconscious and the brain chemicals. I wish I knew that 10 years ago, without a doubt.
Yes, definitely. And I like the saying that what people think of me is none of my business.
Yeah, so true.
That's a good one. And yes, we've had a previous guest, M. Carver, who also said the same thing about that she'd wish she'd had more confidence in herself to just get up and do it, because we definitely are our own worst critic and nobody judges us as harshly as we judge ourselves.
Mm. Yeah, 100%.
Fantastic, Michael. So if people would like to know more about you and would like to get in touch, what's the best way to get in contact?
Probably the best thing to do is just head over to grab the 9 Accelerators with our $1 million referral system. So michaelgriffiths.com.au/guide. And obviously, if you remove the guide, that'll take you to our website, michaelgriffiths.com.au. And from there, you can pretty much do whatever you want. We're on every social platform. We're all over the place. So it's not really difficult to not find us.
Fabulous. And we'll put those all in the show notes. So very much appreciate your time and your wisdom, Michael. And thank you for having a chat with us. And I'm sure the SPT community will get a lot out of this episode.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you, Kathy, for having me, and have fun, everyone.
Don't forget to subscribe to Small Business Talk podcast and head on over to smallbusinesstalk.com.au/downloads for all the show notes and links to this episode. Remember, to be great, you must start. Pick one tip from today's episode, take action and implement it. Let's meet again next week at the same time and place. Until then, take action. And SPT community, enjoy your journey.